Hi students, today we speak on the subject Human Resource and Hospitality, Chapter 7, Human Resources Planning and Recruitment in Hospitality. The objectives of this chapter are the specialization of job functions, call for careful planning procedures in job analysis, description, specifications, and assessment. The various procedures used by the Human Resource Development Department for planning the process of human resources. The procedure of selection and recruitment of staff of the hospitality industry. The different methods used for interviewing and various tests to finally select the right man for the right job. The structure, introduction, human resource activities and planning, process of human resource planning, the major areas of activity in human resource planning, job analysis, selection and recruitment. All these topics are very, very important since human resources or in hospitality is a special type of recruitment so that we have the right people working in the industry. Human resource planning in hospitality begins with strategic human resource planning. Strategic human resource planning we have dealt in chapter number 3, that is job design. Job designing means the job description, the analysis, etc. After which we will be attracting employees through recruitment schemes. Various different types of recruitment procedures will be used depending on the organization. There are different internal and external recruitments that take place. After which the process of interviewing takes place and the staff are selected according to the required designations, what were planned, who has the right qualifications and technical skills will be selected. Once the employees are selected, they have to have a developing process that takes place. The developing employees will be done through training and development. Training and development starts right from the beginning with induction, where the staff are exposed, newly appointed staff are exposed to the culture, climate, and the whole organization in detail. Performance appraisals. During the tenure of service, various stages of appraisal, various stages of their career, appraisals will be taken. Most organizations have appraisal on a yearly basis or on need basis as designed by the organization. Once the appraisal performance is done from time to time, the staff are promoted, they get their regular yearly increments and they go from one designation to the other, they climb up the ladder of success. Retaining employees, compensation, maintenance, labor relations and separation. These are different areas which are used to retain staff. Compensation is provided to staff. Maintenance of staff is from various types of maintenance, labor relations to sort out all the differences between the management and the labor force, and separation. Separation is of several types which we will deal in another chapter differently in detail. Human resource activities and planning. Human resource planning consists of a series of activities. First is forecasting. Forecasting is that is decided human resources decides what exactly will be the requirement of manpower for years, for this year and for the years to come. Forecasting is a specialized area of human resources where not only forecasting of manpower is done, but also forecasting of different other trends of the organization. Inventory, staff inventory or manpower inventory is also taken from time to time by the human resource development department. Anticipating problems. Problems in various forms have to be anticipated. For example, if a hospitality unit, say for a 5-star hotel that is already functional, having more than 800 staff working with them, and in due course we find another 5-star hotel just coming up, construction work going on in the near vicinity, we should anticipate that most of the staff, or at least 20% of the staff, may leave our organization to join the other new organization which is coming up. Planning the procedures. Procedures have to be planned well in advance. The procedures should be placed along the policies that are already in working. Human resource planning. In hospitality, manpower planning is important in order to identify areas of surplus. What is surplus? Surplus is excess manpower. Very often in some departments, we find that manpower may be excess. And areas of shortage of personnel. This also happens. This is more happening in the hotel industry where shortage of manpower is there. Surplus can be redeployed and shortages have to be filled as soon as possible through recruitment. Yes, recruitment of staff will take place as soon as the manpower drops. The present strength of the organization falls below 60% of the standard force. That is the time when recruitment has to be implemented or planned. Surplus staff usually is not there in the hotel, or the hospitality industry does not at any time is faced with surplus staff. We find that one department may have surplus staff, whereas the other department may have short staff. Take for example, if food service area has more staff, whereas housekeeping has less staff, some of the staff can be redeployed into these areas that have less staff, so that a balance is met. Temporary redeployment or permanent redeployment, depending on the time taken for finalizing the plans for recruitment selection of the new staff. Major steps in human resource planning. Assessing human resources. Demand forecasting, supply forecasting, matching demand with supply, action plan. Once you have assessed your manpower or your human resources, you will know exactly the areas that has to be filled up, or the vacant areas in the organization, vacant areas or vacant designations in a particular department. Demand forecasting is what will be the demand of these areas. Supply forecasting is how well will you meet the supply. Matching demand and supply is a very crucial thing that takes place at the recruitment level. Action plan is what is the action that you are going to take place to meet the requirements of the staff. All this will set a recruitment process into function. Process of human resource planning. Deciding goals and objectives. Estimating the future organizational structure and overall manpower requirement. estimating the future organizational structure. Sometimes some departments may expand, say the food and beverage service department may extend. They may introduce one or two more restaurants of specialty nature where the organization chart will also expand. Auditing human resources, planning job requirements and job descriptions, developing a human resource plan. All these are the functions of the human resources which takes place when they decide on staff recruitment and initiated by planning. Manpower for hospitality. In the hospitality industry, human resource planning is the responsibility of the HRD department and is aided by the general manager and the heads of all the departments. As soon as the various departments find that their staff strength has fallen, the present strength does not match the staff strength, they initiate a vacancy, they initiate the different areas where they require manpower. It is written down and put up to the general manager at the department heads meeting. The general manager takes up the matter. He points out which areas require immediate placements, and hence the HR will be informed to do accordingly. A standard set procedure is usually initiated and the recruitment of urgent requirements is done first. HR planning is a systematic analysis of HR needs in order to ensure that the right number of the right kind of people are available at the right time, at the right place to do the right job and to do the job right. This is the criteria of the hospitality industry. We are looking for perfection in every situation, in every product that we have to sell. Right number, we do not want to be overstaffed or understaffed. Right kind of people with the right qualifications, the right technical skills, etc. Right time, we cannot wait for the time that some more people will leave and then start the recruitment process. We have to start the recruitment process in time. Right place to do and the right job and to do the job right. This is all very important where planning or hospitality recruitment is said. Major areas of activity in human resource planning: demand forecasting, supply forecasting, determining human resource requirement, action planning, monitoring and control. Areas of activity. Once the head of departments and the managing director sits together and decides how many posts have to be filled, which are the posts to be filled, the planning of human resource recruitment will start. Areas of human resource planning. In the hospitality units today, modern functionings like subcontracts, outsourcing and union agreements are some of the factors that should be analyzed. We shall take subcontracts. Subcontracts is usually contracting out certain production areas. Like for example, most of the hospitality units today are subcontracting their bakery products and their laundries. Outsourcing is another also job where we outsource the labor. This is usually done in hospitality units that have big gardens and lawns where they outsource the maintenance of the lawns and the gardens. We also have outsourcing of the exterior cleanliness of the building, especially the huge glass framework of the exterior building, so that these areas are done by specialized people. Hospitality outsource recruitment functions. Recruitment functions also are outsourced by the hospitality organizations, so that they do not waste time in interviewing and other related activities of recruitment. The client that is decided on, or the client that is appointed to conduct this recruitment, will be given the number of people required and the designation and the detailed specification, job description, job specification, the job analysis, etc. is given to them. Search in our data bank for qualified candidates. Advertise in leading newspapers for sourcing appropriate candidates. They do all these jobs. The hotel just keeps them informed at the first stage, the receipt of the requirement from client. As soon as the recruitment agency that has been appointed receives our requirement, they will start the process of advertisement. After advertising, they will receive the applications. They will compare it to the qualifications and the job description that the client has provided, and they will shortlist the applications. After shortlisting, the interview is conducted by experts. Practical tests are conducted by candidates. Some of the tests, especially for food production and food service, technical tests are practical examination and test is required. Final interview by employer's representative. After the total people are selected, the final interview by employer's representation and orientation for company and job takes place. This is outsourcing recruitment. Job analysis consists of job description, job specification, job evaluation and personal assessment. This is the areas where consideration has to be given when we start recruitment process. Job analysis can be divided into job description and job specification. When we have a description, it is the job title. What is the designation the person is going to hold? Whether he's going to be a steward, a captain, a chef. Job location, where he is going to be located, the job summary, reporting to working condition, job duties, machines to be used, hazards. These are usually things that are required in the engineering department of the hospitality industry. Machines to be used and the hazards that accompanies it. Coming to job specifications will be the qualifications, minimum qualification required for the job, the experience, any type of training that the person should have. Say, if we employ somebody from security, we will have firefighting training requirements. Any skills that are required, especially when hiring for food production department, we require lot of technical skills. Responsibilities, what were the responsibilities the person was holding in his last job? Emotional characteristics and sensory demands. Especially in food production, there should be sensory, and beverage service especially, sensory demands is essential. Job analysis in hospitality. In hospitality, job analysis also functions as a guide in connection with discipline and grievances, and as a base of transfer, layoff and of compensation. Very often the job analysis is important area where the human resources pay stress, so that discipline and grievances are kept at bay. Job analysis says what the job is. Job description and person specification, as in the last slide I was able to explain to you. This is attracting and managing the applications, selecting candidates. It's a process that takes place from recruitment to selection, making the appointment, joining the organization, induction. Human resource planning trends in the hotel industry. What are the trends now? The latest trend is e-recruitment. E-recruitment is advertisement of the vacancies through the website. Receiving CVs through the emails. Interview process will happen through support of information technology. Usually question answers on the spot have to be answered by candidates through the websites. Recruitment of right type of people. Right type of people are usually recruited, just a final interview is held. This is a low cost type of interview. There is no much paperwork. Everything takes place by electronic computers. Selection and recruitment. Sources of recruitment. There are two different types of sources of recruitment. One is internal and the other one is external. Hospitality units prefer internal source of recruitment. Why do you think so? Internal recruitment is at an advantage to hospitality industry, because we are looking for people or for candidates with lot of experience. Once we get people with experience, much training is not given. Time is not wasted on training. Even cost of training is cut short. Here you can see the different personalities of recruitment process, personalities, selection and recruitment. In hospitality, the importance to recruit and the selection of the right type of persons at the right time is indispensable to the organization. As I've been repeatedly telling you, in the hospitality industry, the functions cannot wait. Recruitment has to take place immediately. As soon as they find that the standard staff strength has fallen down and the present staff strength is not able to meet the job functions or complete the job functions in time, it is very essential that the right type of person at the right time is placed in that vacancy. Internal recruitment is very simple. It is a type of motivation to the present staff if they are given a higher position. Overview of recruitment process. As soon as the vacancy is identified, the job analysis and job description is made. Preparing job description and employee profiles is the job of the human resource department. And they do the necessary. It is advertised and the candidates apply. Screening process takes place where the applications are screened according to the description and analysis and the candidates are shortlisted. Selection process, interview or psychochromatic testing, assessment centers, etc. Appointment is done. And induction, evaluation, appraisal, vacancies, and the vacancy is filled. Evaluation and appraisal is important. In hospitality, it is important to select the right person for the right job. Thank you.